Hello, and welcome to Working Together with Kelly Elkins. I'm your host, Kelly Elkins, your Chief Operating Officer for Maine Health. In this new podcast series, I will be joined each episode by guests who are participating on teams focused on how we can further support and enhance how we work together across Maine Health so that we can achieve our vision of working together so our communities are the healthiest in America. In particular, we will highlight work we are doing in further development of our operating model for Maine Health and how we are creating structure and processes that make it easier for you to do your work. Today's episode is titled Becoming a Learning Health System. By now, you have had the opportunity to explore our Maine Health Strategic Plan and familiarize yourself with our five strategic priorities and our objectives within each priority that set our direction and course for success as an organization. In doing that, you are likely familiar with our strategic priority of processes and our five-year goal to advance a culture of innovation, continuous learning, and performance improvement, promoting a discipline of accountability. One of the key objectives to advance on this goal is becoming a learning health system. For many, this particular objective may be raising questions and curiosity about what does a learning health system mean and how is that different from how we function today as Maine Health. In today's episode, we'll spend some time discussing the strategic objective and what you need to know and how you can support our learning health system in your everyday work. To join me in the conversation this morning is my guest, Doug Sawyer, Interim Chief Medical Officer and Chief Academics Officer for Maine Health. Welcome to the podcast, Doug.
Thanks, Kelly. It's great to be here.
So, Doug, as we get started, why don't we really start with some foundational context and share a little bit about what it means to be a learning health system?
Thanks for that. Yeah. So, Kelly, as Chief Academic Officer, this objective goes back about 5 years. And about 2 years ago, we were completing a strategic plan for academics where we said, let's define this. Let's define what is a learning healthcare system. And let's let a group of people get together and think about how do we measure whether we're moving in that direction. And that academic affairs strategic plan completed its course with this objective showing up on the Maine Health Strategic Plan. So it's a beautiful thing that gives me goosebumps as, as an academic to think that we can take something that in some people's mind is an academic concept. I want to work with you today to dispel that myth and then bring it forward into an operating model. So what does it mean? It means that we're constantly learning and we are a health system, but you could be a learning organization even if you weren't in healthcare. And learning is fundamental to human nature. We love to learn. It's part of what makes us different from a lot of other species.
Right.
And it means that we're always constantly trying to improve our performance as a healthcare system, which is great for our patients. It's what they ask of us, that we're doing things better today than yesterday and tomorrow even better. We're getting people well in a more efficient and less disruptive way to their lives. We're improving the health of the community through our own efforts, but also working with others in the community to do that. And we're constantly measuring our performance. And so we're aligning our own internal metrics and how we measure ourselves with and finding things that we think we need to get better at and working to get better at them across all professions, across all members of the care team.
So Doug, our balanced scorecard in and of itself, right? Sounds like that's a mechanism of how we're a learning health system.
Absolutely. In fact, the learning health system objective under processes really can be applied to any one of the other objectives on the scorecard. And you think about environmental sustainability as an example.
Right.
Each of us learns things out there in our lives outside of healthcare that might apply to that. And bringing them into the organization and helping us advance that objective is part of being a learning healthcare system.
You know, that concept of the work isn't just the knowledge or ideas we generate internally, but how our external environment, learnings, experiences should be brought in as well. So I think that's really important for folks to understand. It's what everyone brings to the table. It doesn't all have to be the idea generation that happens here within Maine Health.
That's right. And I think that's how we really do improve ourselves as an organization, is that we're thinking and looking for, you know, ideas out there in the community, mm-hmm. not just ones that are generated inside
Yeah. So, Doug, our five-year goal for the Learning Health System objective is pretty bold and has a lot of statements in it, right? Our goal is to align science, informatics, incentives, and culture to accelerate on continuous improvement and care innovation throughout Maine Health. So that's a lot, right? That's a lot of words, a lot of stuff. But our first year goal here for fiscal year 23 is to advance interprofessional teams and particularly interprofessional team-based care through the advancement of what we call IPACE. And that's a program I'd love to have you chat about here in a moment at 7 of our 9 local health systems. One, can you first share a little bit about what is IPACE and why are we starting there in year one for this really broad and big objective around learning health system?
Yeah, Kelly, thanks. This is a really exciting objective. IPACE, which stands for Interprofessional Partnership to Advance Care and Education, that acronym comes from a group that put this together probably about 6 years ago now. Basically, the idea that interprofessional practice gives the best outcomes for patients is something that's in the literature. We knew that. We know it. And yet, we don't always practice it. And so, a group got together at Maine Medical Center 6 years ago and wrote a grant that was funded by the American College of Graduate Medical Education. And that a unit in Maine Medical Center took on the principles that they defined to be essential for interprofessional practice. And they demonstrated that over the course of several years, patients enjoyed their care more. They had a better patient experience. They got out of the hospital sooner. Professionals working in that unit enjoyed their work more, had more efficient use of their time, learned more, and the patient's cost of care went down. I mean, it was a phenomenal experiment funded by this ACGME. The group went on to get funding from the American Medical Association to advance it further. And the timing was perfect as we were writing our strategic plan for this to become a goal for Maine Health. Interprofessional practice, if we can promulgate this, to use Mark Harris's word, or spread it, to use my word, if we can spread it, we can get better care for patients across the whole continuum of care with all of our care team members enjoying their work more, finding more joy, because interprofessional practice is a source of joy. It's part of our nature. We like to work with each other.
That's right. And so, you know, when we say interprofessional, we're not necessarily just talking about physicians and nurses, but it may be techs, it may be pharmacists, right? It may be other clinical team members, even the department coordinators, right? To work together as we look to take care of our patients.
Correct. I mean, everybody that's working in healthcare is ultimately contributing to how we perform from a patient's point of view, and they're all part of the care team, and we want interprofessional to mean exactly what you just said. Every professional, everybody, environmental services, people preparing the food,
right?
We all matter to that patient.
Absolutely. So IPACE started and really is grounded in our clinical settings, clearly, which sounds like an ideal place for that work to begin. But we have a lot of care team members that don't necessarily work in those acute care environments or even in a direct clinical setting. So for those care team members who are not in those more traditional clinical departments or settings, how can they also contribute to a learning health system culture at Maine Health?
Great question. You know, I think of it as learning health system as a place where you'd want to work because you go home at the end of the day feeling fulfilled. You've learned something, you've contributed to improvement in the way things are done. I have to say, I haven't been over to see Dave Pelletier where all of our laundry gets cleaned. Mm-hmm. But I understand from talking to people who have been over there, there's a learning culture there. There's a culture where people are always contributing to improving the way things are done and finding joy in their work by working with each other to solve problems and to make tomorrow a better day than today.
So it's an opportunity, I think, for many of our teams to take a step back and say, you know, we are living and embodying this. It's more just raising awareness of a lot of the work we're doing really is embodying those principles of being a learning health system.
That's right. And I think to put a different spin on it is if we're not a learning healthcare system, we are repeating the errors of today tomorrow.
Sure.
Just like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day. He eventually learns, and the movie changes because he keeps on waking up on Groundhog Day. But we can do better than that if we are more intentional in our efforts towards learning.
Yeah, we don't want to have the same thing happen every day, right? And healthcare is dynamic. Patient care is dynamic for sure. And having teams that can work together and adjust is really important. And like you said, learn from what we're doing and allowing ourselves the opportunity to understand we may not always do it the best way or the right way the first time, but we can learn from it, right? And work in that continuous improvement piece.
I think another thing about the culture of a learning health system is it's a safe culture where anyone, everyone needs to contribute. We want you to contribute, and it's safe to contribute. It's safe to speak up for safety, but it's also safe to speak up for, hey, I've got a different idea about how we might do this. And we want everybody to be participating in that.
So Doug, you know, as we get ready to kind of wrap up, if there was, you know, one key kind of take home point around this work, especially the work we're doing this year with iPACE, what would you want to share with the team?
Yeah, I guess I'd like to share that just my excitement and enthusiasm for this goal. The iPACE work is one part of it, and I'm super excited about that because it's not often where we get to take something that was really studied and researched but put it into practice, and that's what we're doing here. But also just to share my enthusiasm for learning health system culture and how much it could impact all of us and all of our team members. And, you know, applying what you're learning, for example, in your own work to understand how food affects your health, but now bring it into the hospital and or into the clinic and see how you might apply that to helping our patients get a better experience. I think of environmental services often because they're such a key component to helping us deliver safe care. And the science of cleanliness is really, really interesting and exciting if you think about it.
Right.
And I'd love for us to, you know, recognize that that EVS person coming in and cleaning the room is applying science in their own way towards us providing safe and great care. And they are a member of the care team, just like me as a doctor or my colleague as a nurse.
That's right. In many cases, the most important care team member, because they are the first line of defense, right? To ensure the right environment and reduce risk of infection and other things in the environment that impact the patient's care and their outcomes.
That's right.
Well, Doug, I want to thank you for joining me on this episode of Working Together with Kelly Elkins. It's been wonderful to learn more about how we are working to integrate learning into all aspects of our integrated health system, and really excited for everyone to start bringing forward their own examples of how they're applying the concepts of learning health system into the work they do every day.
Thank you, Kelly. I really appreciate the chance to be with you.
I hope that you found this episode informative and provides a deeper insight into one of our major areas of focus as we continue to enhance how we work together as MaineHealth to achieve our vision of working together so that our communities are the healthiest in America. Thank you and have a blessed day.